The time has come, the walrus said, to talk of many things. Hello. Welcome to Exposing the Masters Within, the one and only hour on radio or the internet dedicated solely to helping you expose yourself. My name is John Schulte. I'm here to serve you, to help you to know more of the truth about you. It's often said, looks can be deceiving. And we all know that the surface of things is, by definition, shallow. So thanks for joining me today as we journey through the looking glass to explore what's on the other side, to explore what's beneath the surface. We're here together to discover, uncover, and recover our masters within. You knew your mastery much more fully when you signed up for your on-earth sojourn. But you mostly forgot it soon after leaving the cozy confines of your mother's womb. You've rediscovered some inkling of it, or you wouldn't be listening to me now. So, it's time to remember the masters we are. It's time to reclaim the power we have. It's time for Exposing the Masters Within. Let's get started.
Well, for those listening live, and it's your time now, whenever you might be listening, if you're listening to the recording, welcome aboard. I am very happy to be here and excited for what they've given me to talk about today. So before we jump into that, let's connect. Let's become more aware of our oneness, of our connections with the rest of reality, with each other. So as we begin, let's go to the first place, which is the connection to our own divinity, to our own mastery within us. So allow yourself to take a deep breath and open to allow your own divinity more room to express. I like to imagine that kind of the way you see a cat wake up. They wake up and they stretch, and it's just the most natural thing. And so this is allowing your divinity to stretch out and fill you up. And whatever images, whatever intentions, whatever connections or focal points work best for you, let yourself explore that. Again, it's always going to be easier if you're allowing your breath to be easy and in flow. And sometimes it might be all about connecting in your heart. And sometimes it might be all about connecting in your gut. And sometimes it might be about connecting with your bones. And just allowing the divine vibration that you are, that unique vibration, that unique sound, if you will. Each one of us is irreplaceable and completely unique and individual. And so this is about allowing your own vibration to come forth. And the more we can allow it to fill us, the more we can allow ourselves to experience our own truth, our own unique energetic signature, the more we can allow that out. And that, again, is what we're here to do, to expose the masters within, to connect with that unique energetic signature that we have and expose it. But we need to find it first, and we need to allow ourselves to experience it. And then the exposure, the expression, comes much more naturally. So I've been rambling there. Allow yourself to intend that vibration that you are is filling your entire physical body, filling your entire emotional body, filling your entire mental body, and then your whole energy field. And even allow that energy of your divinity to flow consciously into each of your relationships. Wonderful. All right, so let's expand in another direction. And this time we're expanding into our host or hostess, our Mother Earth, and opening the connection that's always there, but we're expanding our awareness of it, allowing ourselves to experience that connection more fully. And so again, whatever way you would choose to focus, allow yourself to do so. But set that intention that you're opening to receive her love and her support. So you can open your feet, the root chakras, the cells of your body, or whatever other way you would like to open. But it's about allowing the love and support of our Mother Earth to fill us. Again, physically, emotionally, mentally. And as we connect with that energy flowing in, allow your own energy of gratitude to surface. And allow yourself to share that energy of gratitude. Your gratitude for being able to be in a body right now. In this body, in this lifetime. Let that come up. And allow yourself to share that with her. And as that does flow out, somehow more space is made for you to receive her love and support. And connect with, through that gratitude, perhaps what you love about this life. It could be another person. It could be chocolate cake. It could be whatever comes to mind. But allow those things that you love about being alive right now come to the surface of your consciousness. And in that gratitude, because without Mother Earth, we're not living in these bodies, we're not having these experiences. In that gratitude, allow your love to flow to her. And again, feel that open you up to be able to receive more love, to be able to receive more support. And finally, in this piece, in any ways that might come to the surface now as I say this, any ways that you feel like you would like to support her consciously or directly, offer that to her as well. Your commitment to conservation, your commitment to enjoyment, your commitment to really noticing the day, the weather, the wind, whatever aspect of your experience here that you're connecting with more fully, you're actually supporting her expression by connecting with it, by coming into a more conscious, more complete relationship. You're supporting and empowering that expression. Very good. And knowing that these connections, these openings, these expansions with our own divinity, with our Mother Earth, these are going to remain in place throughout the time we share here today. Let's move on and expand in another way. And this time we're expanding to that divinity that is in our spiritual teachers and guides, the ascended masters, the angels, all the beings that might be supporting you or me or us together. Allow yourself to open to receiving their love and support more directly, more consciously in your experience. And just let that fill you as much as you're able. And once more, allow your own gratitude for their support. Allow your gratitude for what they have aided you in doing in this life. Perhaps that's more awareness of yourself as a divine being, of yourself as a unique being, of yourself as a creative being, whatever it might be. Just allow that gratitude to go out to them. And as we do so, that allows us to receive more of their love and support. And once more, connecting with what you love about this life. And allow that love to flow to them because they are here to support you in experiencing whatever it is you're choosing, whatever it is you're creating. And so they have played an instrumental role in helping you to manifest in your life those things that you love. And again, that opens us up as we allow our love to flow to these precious beings who are supporting us. It opens us to receive more of their love and support. And once more, connecting with whatever energies within you come to the surface, come to mind, come to consciousness as I bring up this in any way that you would like to support them. Now, the gratitude is support, the love is support, but this might be, in this moment at least, thought of as alignment. Every time we align ourselves with them, we are allying ourselves with them. We are offering them our support. And we might think, as humans, what do they need of our support? Well, they may not need it, but they can certainly benefit from it. Because as we move forward on our path, this is a teaching that I found fascinating when I first came across it many years ago. As we move forward on our path, those who are supporting us, those who are aiding us, it actually helps them move forward on their path. And this is the essential nature of the teamwork, the working together that we're all doing here. Even when we are completely alone physically, we have this team with us, and we're working forward, moving forward together. And so as I move forward, they move forward. As they move forward, it helps me move forward. And so it's actually a map, a guidepost that we can use in our relation with others in body. Everything that I do that helps me into my power makes it easier for others who would seek to do the same thing. And everything that you do, and that everyone else on the planet does, to step forward into their power, into your power, makes it easier for me to do. And I've talked before about the mass consciousness energies and some of how that works. But this is about connecting with that teamwork. And so in that sense, as we align with each other, as we align with these beings and say, you know what, I choose to accept this love and support from you. I choose to step forward into my power. That is supporting them. And that's an important shift from the paradigm out there that most of us grew up with, that most of us have been taught, which is to take care of the other guy first rather than ourselves. But in spiritual terms, in energetic terms, as we take care of ourselves, we do take care of everyone else. Which is not to say don't have compassion, etc., but it is to say we're connected by a much finer web than most of us conceive of or experience. And so allow yourself now to have this energy, their love, their support fill you physically, emotionally, mentally, throughout your energy field. Just breathe that in. Allow yourself to bathe in it. Wonderful. All right, so let's connect this community up as consciously as possible, the Exposing the Masters Within community. Allow yourself to breathe in and open to receiving the love and support of this community. And the shared intention that we all have, that of coming into our power, of knowing our power, of experiencing it, of exposing it, of expressing it, of living it. And allow yourself to feel that support within that shared intention. And allow yourself to allow that to fill you physically, emotionally, mentally, and throughout your energy field. Again, this speaks to, as one of us moves forward, we all move forward. As one of us moves forward, it is easier for the others to move forward. And so I embrace that, and I thank you for making my pathway easier as you walk yours. Wonderful. And let's expand out yet again to the rest of humanity. All those who will never hear these words. and know that each and every one of them has that same desire that I have, that you have, for life to be better. We may define what better means differently, but that's an innate desire, and I believe that comes from our pure divinity, that spark that is down inside of us, that no matter how much we are in the energy of separation, that spark is always lit. It's like our pilot light. And it's not just like a pilot light in a stove. It's like the pilot light guiding us on this path that will lead us eventually back home, that will lead us eventually into full reunion, full experiencing of our mastery of our divinity. And so it's connecting our pilot light with the pilot lights of all the others on the planet, knowing that by adding my light, it does not diminish yours. By connecting with someone else's light, it does not diminish mine. It is about coming together and creating a larger light. And so this shared desire, this acknowledgement that this desire into our power, this desire to improve things, is an essential aspect that we share. And we can take strength in that. We can allow ourselves to feel that. So let that fill you. That energy that we are not alone. You are not alone. I am not alone in walking this path, in having this desire down there that it could be better. And let's take that subset that is that consists of those who are walking this path consciously, who are seeking empowerment consciously, who understand, to whatever degree they may understand it, to whatever degree I understand it or you understand it, that desire to improve may be triggered by something that seems external to us, but ultimately that desire to improve, the improvement that we can make, the only improvement that we can make, is to experience our divinity more fully. Because as we change that within us, as we open the door and allow that pilot light to flare up, to become brighter and brighter and brighter, so we come into what is better. Because ultimately, the improvement is not about getting more of the positive polarity and less of the negative. It's about transcending them both into the divine consciousness, the divine experience, the experience of mastery. And so allow that shared intention for things to get better through the pathway of expanded awareness of divinity. Allow yourself to be fed by that, to be supported by that, to be buoyed up by that, as it fills the physical, the emotional, the mental. Thank you for joining me today and for joining me in that. Longer than the typical opening connection, and I think I know why, but we'll see. We'll see what the rest of our time brings. For those of you in the United States, of course, this is the Sunday before Thanksgiving, and the beginning in that sense of the major holiday season, heading through Hanukkah and the solstice and Christmas and New Year's, kicks off really big time with Thanksgiving, although our retail lives would tell us, well, it kind of kicks off with Halloween. They're trying to move it back earlier and earlier. I'm imagining the day, the year when we will have the 4th of July, and immediately they will start putting out Christmas decorations in the stores. And start having their sales. Black Friday will be moved back into July. Then we will truly have Christmas in July. But since Thanksgiving falls on Thursday, and obviously this program, unless you choose to listen to it on Thursday, is a program on Sunday. I'm either going to do a program about Thanksgiving before it or after it. So it came in very strongly this morning to do the program before it this year. And it came in a very interesting way, at least to me. Hopefully it will be interesting to you as well. But what came in? Well, a few things came in. To start with, I'd like to play with some words a little bit. And I'd like to go back to childhood and connect with, well, the way we learn to do gratitude. And I don't know about you, in my experience and in what I've seen with other parents with their kids, and this includes family members, this includes when I was a teacher, this includes just others that I've known. How many times did you hear, okay, say thank you? Now, we had Halloween not long ago, so that's one wonderful example of that. When the kid comes up to the door in costume and the parent is there to tell them, say thank you. Say thank you. And I wonder how much they're feeling the gratitude. Now, I was certainly excited when I was getting that candy. And I believe there was gratitude under there. But I think for me personally, the should of having to say thank you, again, not that saying thank you is a bad thing, but the should of having to say thank you kind of got in the way of the feeling of the gratitude. And let me give a different example. Because, well, there were times, for instance, continuing with Halloween for a minute here, there were times where there's always at least one in the neighborhood I grew up in who was going to give you the apple, until those horrible stories went around about the razor blades and things like that in the food. So, but there was always one that was going to give you that apple. And almost invariably, when I was a kid, I loved Golden Delicious apples and pretty much nothing else. A Red Delicious tasted like plastic to me. And so any red apple tasted like plastic to me. I wouldn't even taste it necessarily. That was my association. The golden apples were good. The red apples were bad. The green apples, that was something I didn't even want to look at. And very few people were going to give out those Golden Delicious apples. So that red apple would show up, and I have to say thank you. I wasn't feeling grateful. I didn't want that red apple. And God knows I couldn't trade the red apple for somebody else's candy. None of the kids I knew, and certainly not my siblings, were going to trade their candy for my apple. And so here I am having to say thank you for something I have no gratitude for. Now, as a kid, what we're feeling in some ways, I think, has more purity to it. It's just there. You know, that's why we have all these things about, oh, the kids say the darndest things. They don't have their filters. They haven't learned the societal rules about what it's okay to say and what it's not okay to say, what it's required to say. Again, as in this thank you piece. And so I think as kids, we get a lot of those shoulds thrown at us. I'll go to another example. Birthdays or holidays, you're getting gifts. And at least in my family, it wasn't all that long after I could read or write that I was writing a Christmas list, that I was writing out the things that I really wanted for my birthday. Well, when you get something that's on that list, that's great. Woo! Thank you, thank you, thank you very much. But then there were the relatives who gave you clothes. Now, I've never been, until I was an adult, grateful for clothes. And again, you have to say thank you, whether you like it or not. Whether you like what you received or not, and whether you like saying thank you or not. And so it becomes this thing that gets in the way of really meaning what we're saying all the time. And this is far from the only example. Kids get pushed into doing things they don't want to do. I don't want to give a big hug or a big kiss to this relative. That's the weird relative. They smell funny. They squeeze my cheeks. They do those stereotypical things that annoy me that the kid is trying to get away from. They give the wet, sloppy kiss that, ugh, I don't want that. Or, God forbid, they kiss you on the lips. And yet the kids are pushed into that. Well, I think for me, at least from the perspective today, that's one of the ways in which small things start to have this cumulative effect. And we lose track of what's truly going on inside of us. And I'll come back to that as we go further here. There's multiple pieces of what I'd like to talk about in terms of Thanksgiving and in terms of gratitude today. But the next thing I'd like to touch in upon has to do with wording and how we experience what we say. And so I'd like you to just try something with me if you're willing. And if there's nobody around, you want to say it out loud, that's great. If there's somebody around and you still want to say it out loud, that's great too. But you don't have to say it out loud to do this little experiment. But I'd like you first to say just the phrase, thank you. And just feel how that feels to say thank you without necessarily having anything that you're being thankful for, but just say the words and feel how that feels inside of you. If you notice anything at all. And then I'd like you to say this phrase. Try this on for size. I feel grateful. And as you say that, just again, notice or think it, just notice how it feels. I feel grateful. All right. Shake it off. Let that go. And let's step into the last one of my test phrases here. I am grateful. And breathe into that. Now, I would be more than happy to hear from you guys about how you felt while this was going on. What you felt in doing these three things. I'll share what I felt. Of course, I cheated because I did this before the program as well, just to test run it. But it was even deeper this time, and I'm imagining that it was deeper. The distinctions were deeper for me because of the expanded energy of the group consciousness. But in any case, thank you was fine. It felt good. Not that I thought it wouldn't. Even though I really didn't have I didn't have something strongly in mind that I was being thankful for. But I didn't have that in mind under any of these circumstances, any of those three phrases. So it's not just that I wasn't focused on something particular. It was just, what is the energy in that phrase for me? And so it absolutely did feel good. But as I said the next phrase, I feel grateful. There was a tremendous deepening of that good feeling. It was much deeper than just saying thank you was. And I'm going to put forth some ideas about why that might be the case. Of course, as with everything I share, use your own discernment. But I believe for me, it's stronger. It felt stronger because it's about me acknowledging how I feel, which that is not something I was taught. That was not how I was raised. It was not considered necessarily important. I was, for those of you who've listened to this program at other times, you may have heard me talk about some of the things in my childhood that weren't so great, that caused me to numb out emotionally, but I was very disconnected from that. So for me, saying I feel grateful, I'm really opening up the doors. I'm opening up and connecting in ways that I initially wasn't programmed to do. Whereas saying thank you, that was more of that habit. I would say it in those circumstances where it was socially appropriate to say it without necessarily actually being connected to the feeling. So, again, play with these kinds of ideas for yourself, but that was my experience with the first two phrases. Now, interestingly enough, for me anyway, you might find it dull. In using that last phrase, I am grateful, it deepened still further. Now, I want to explore why, because I think this is something that's very important and very useful for all of us, not just around this idea of gratitude, but in general, and I'm going to get to that. But there's a very big difference between using the phrase I feel blank and the phrase I am blank. Now I'm going to pull out something I don't necessarily pull out a lot, which is my energy, my training, my tendency as an English teacher. Now this is something that I became aware of actually quite a long time ago, long before I was ever doing channeling. But it's this, that when we use any of the forms of the verb be, so let's conjugate the verb be. I am, you are, he, she, or it is. And, of course, we have was and were in the past tense, etc. And any time we use one of those, especially I am, but with the others as well, we are doing something different. We are, in essence, creating an energetic equation because we are working with the energy of being. When we say I am, you could replace that am with an equal sign. I equal this. When we say he is, or she is, or you are, we can do the same thing. We can replace that equal sign there. Now, what does that mean? Well, for those of you who've taken manifestation courses or classes, there's lots of them out there, and many of them, although certainly not all of them, we'll talk about the power of using the phrase I am in your manifestation when you're seeking to step into a different experience for yourself for this very reason. They may not explain it that way. Many of them will go back to biblical references, I am that I am, etc., where it's this self-evident kind of thing, but they don't understand what it necessarily means from a purely energetic standpoint in how we use language. Now, what do? When we're using language, we're using symbols. The word I does not really encompass the totality of me. When you use it, it does not encompass the totality of you. It's a symbol for you. It's a placeholder. Of course, there's no name that you could use that would actually encompass all of that. You can use your full name, but that's not who you are. That's a label. That's a symbol for you that we use for convenience sake. Rather than saying, hey, you all the time, I can call you by your name, assuming I remember it. And I can think of myself in that way. But these are placeholders. So I is a placeholder. But am is an equal sign. And so when we make that statement, I am something, I would give you this caution if you've never heard this before. To not put anything back there that you do not desire to manifest. And I'll give you a specific, very clear example here in just a moment. But the reason for me that when I did that last phrase, I am grateful, it was the strongest, is because of this energetic equation. When I say I feel something, I feel grateful, what I'm doing is I'm connecting with the emotional body. Now, if I'm saying that from actually feeling grateful, if the gratitude was there first and then the statement, what I'm doing is acknowledging my reality. I'm acknowledging what I'm experiencing. I'm owning it, if you will. And in that sense, I'm allowing myself to experience it more fully. In a similar way, to at the beginning of these programs, of these individual episodes, when we go through all these connections, these connections are always here. We are always connected to our divinity. We are always connected to Mother Earth. We are always connected to our guides and angels and teachers. We are always connected to each other in whatever subset, whether it's the subset of the people who are co-creating the program, whether it's the subset of the people who are light workers, or whether it's all of humanity, we are always connected. We are not opening the connection as we do that. We are opening our awareness of the connection. So in the same way here, when I say I feel grateful, I'm opening up to deepen my awareness of that experience of gratitude. But when I step in further and I say, I am grateful, I'm making a statement with an equal sign. I equal grateful. I equal gratitude, to state it more, more grammatically correctly. I equal gratitude. I'm in essence claiming gratitude as a part of my essential nature. Now, if gratitude is not a part of my essential nature, I'm not going to make it so just by stating that. But as I connect with it, as I open to it, as I make this statement, as I put that equal sign in there using am, I am claiming it. I am expanding my experience, not just of the emotion of gratitude, but of the essence of gratitude. And I'm going to go back now to I feel grateful for a moment. Because I said, when I have the feeling first and then make the statement, that in that case, I'm acknowledging it and I'm expanding my experience of the gratitude. However, there are times when we can do the opposite. If we don't feel grateful, we can step into or toward gratitude. We can say it this way, perhaps. I choose to feel grateful now. Now, I don't say it that way in the beginning, but when I'm doing the connections with you, what am I asking you to do? To connect with your gratitude to Mother Earth, to the guides and angels, etc., and share that. Well, at times we may not feel grateful. And that's kind of like when our parents are saying, go say thank you. And we don't want to because we didn't like what we got. And I don't want to push that on anyone. But there is this other equation going on here that as we claim, as we make the statement, I feel gratitude, it can be an expression of what we already feel, but it can also be something that we are claiming, that we are manifesting. I feel grateful is us going down into our gratitude memory banks to feel what that feels like in this moment, to expand our feeling of it in this moment. In a similar way, when we claim, when we make the statement, I am grateful, we're going down not just into our emotional memory banks, we're going into our essential energy. And we're choosing to magnify that vibration, that experience of us as gratitude. Now, maybe you know all that already. Maybe you knew it long before I ever said it. Everything I've said so far. But now I'm going to take it to a place that I've not focused on in quite this way ever before. And I've not come across it in any other teachings or readings. I'm not saying it's not out there somewhere, but it's not something ever that's ever come across my radar prior to this morning as it was downloaded or inspirationally given to me. And I'd like to speak about Thanksgiving in a different way, not just the holiday, but this energy of connecting with gratitude. And what I'd like to start with is this. In our holiday tradition here in this country of Thanksgiving, whether it's watching the Peanuts special of Thanksgiving or whether it is the other stereotypes of what a Thanksgiving meal is, where we sit down and everyone says what they're grateful for, we tend to focus on the things, at least in all these stereotypes. And I think from the experience I've had with other people through these years I've been alive, we tend to focus on what we already could say, I feel grateful for this. And I'm wondering if that's actually the most useful or beneficial approach. Let me explain further. By all means, as I said earlier, when we say, I feel grateful for blank, what are we doing? If we feel that gratitude already, then it's going to become something that we're experiencing probably even more fully by saying it. We're going to allow ourselves to go down into that feeling more fully because we're acknowledging it. And again, that's not necessarily what we do in our culture, is to deeply acknowledge our feelings. So it's a wonderful thing to feel and connect and express our gratitude for whatever we feel grateful for, whatever's there already. Beautiful. Deepens it, anchors it, expands it. But I think, more importantly, it would be marvelous if we could step into gratitude for those things that we don't like, that those things that we feel are wrong in our lives, those things that we dislike. And I'm going to talk about that further. But before I go specifically into it, I'm going to bring up another idea. Excuse me. And it's this. this is not an original idea to me. But it is love your enemies. Breathe into that. That always, well, always might be a bit strong. When I have allowed myself to think about it, there's some things about that idea that are perplexing. The further I've gone on the path, the less perplexing that is. But I think for me, that idea is the essence of what I'm talking about here. When I say the greatest power is to be able to step into gratitude for everything, including those things that we dislike, including those things that we don't feel good about, including those things that are troubling or trying or difficult for us in this moment. Now, there's a teaching that's been given in countless private channeling sessions, numbers of the groups that I've done through the years. It's come up again and again and again. And it feels very important. Because as we step forward toward our power, as we step forward into knowing our power, we're stepping into knowing that we are, at the very least, co-creators of every experience we have, no matter how much it seems like the other guy's fault. No matter how much our mental body or our emotional bodies want to blame somebody else for being in this predicament, the more we step into our power, the more we know that we brought this to us. Now, this concept that they've taught over and over again, which I may well have taught before or brought up before on another one of these programs, and please breathe, everyone, is this, that in every moment, both the positive and the negative polarity exist side by side simultaneously. So no matter how good a thing is, there is a shadow side to it. And no matter how bad it is or seems, there is a positive available to us within it or through it. Now, I'm going to give you a couple of personal examples. Again, for those of you who know my personal story, I've told this periodically when it felt appropriate. As a child, I was molested multiple occasions. And, gasp of horror when that comes up. But for me, I can honestly say at this point, not that I've not had to do a heck of a lot of work to get here, but I can honestly say at this point that I am grateful that that happened to me. Had to work through the I feel grateful to get to the I am grateful, but I can truly say that and mean it. It may not be complete. I don't know that I've completely healed all of the energies and issues around being molested. But I can see very clearly many, many, many pieces of what I gained from having gone through those experiences of being molested. One of the most obvious being, I would not be talking to you right now. I would not be on a healing path consciously. I don't believe. Had that not happened, because it was dealing with the emotional fallout from that that got me to begin exploring different ways of looking at the world than what I was raised with. Because what I was raised with, what I was taught in school and family, etc., what I was taught in church, it didn't work. And I had this hole inside of me. I had this pain inside of me. I had this numbness overwhelming me that I needed to do something about. And it wouldn't have happened otherwise, I don't believe. It was that that urged me, that ultimately got me here. Now, I'm not giving the credit to that. I'm simply putting it in its place and saying, without that as a trigger, I can't foresee how I would have gotten here to be who I am right now doing what I'm doing. I'm sure there could have been other ways, but it was a direct foundational piece. And I have gotten to the place where I can say that. I feel grateful that I was molested. Doesn't take away the horror of those experiences, doesn't take away the disempowerment or the pain. And I'm not saying that to minimize molestation experiences for anyone else. I'm simply saying that to acknowledge that that was there from the get-go, from those experiences. What came out of that was already present. Similar, however smaller, compared to that, much smaller thing. When I was 5, I caught rheumatic fever. Not necessarily a very common thing anymore. At that time, it was less common than it had been previously, but it was an illness that required me as a 5-year-old boy to sit still for a year. No running allowed. No activity to raise the heartbeat. Because had I done that, had I been that active as I would have been naturally, I would have damaged my heart and I would be dead by now probably. That was the doctor's predictions anyway. Well, that sounds like a fate worse than death for a 5-year-old boy, and it lasted for a year, and it included going in for a weekly penicillin shot. What joy. But it gave me a tremendous gift. It gave me the gift of, I won't call it literacy. Well, let's say love of reading. I was already on the road to being able to read. I don't think I would have been illiterate had I not gotten that. But it gave me a love of reading because I had to fill the space. I couldn't be out with my brother or my friends running around. Had to fill it with something. And gratefully, my parents enrolled me in the Dr. Seuss Book Club or whatever it was called, and I got a new book every month. And I fell into that, and it expanded my world. It helped me to learn to think differently. And I became and have remained, for the most part, an avid reader throughout this lifetime. That was a gift embedded in what was really, at the time, very, very annoying. But it gave me a year to plant that behavior of reading. And so again, these are two things that are large, loom large in my early life, that at the time I didn't see the positive outcomes. I was very young in both cases. Certainly I wasn't capable of seeing it then. But even had I been older, without knowing what I know now, I don't think I would have been able to focus on that and go, oh, I see, I'm going to get this out of it. And still, when negative stuff happens, it's not that we can know in the moment what the positive is. But I would ask you this. If you think about some of the major things, some of the major negative experiences that you've gone through, especially ones that are back a few years in time or maybe many years in time in your life, often you have an answer readily at hand or you can come up with one to this question. What were the positives that came out of that later? I can give another example. My marriages and divorces. Oh, the marriages, yes, I chose them all. And the divorces, I chose none of them consciously. They were not my choice. But out of every single one of those, both the marriages and the divorces. I grew. I changed. I expanded. And I certainly could not know that when that was going on at the time. One good example, when my first wife asked for the divorce, that night was the worst night of my life, probably, or one of them, most intense. And again, this is a story I've shared. In the middle of that night, 2-3 in the morning, it was one of my first experiences of direct contact with spirit. And the voice in my head that I came to know later as Mother Mary said, "You're responsible for your own happiness." And it was just a simple statement. But it brought with it immense peace. Well, had she not asked me for that divorce, had she not said, "I don't want to keep trying," I wouldn't have had that. If I remained in that marriage, I definitely would not be doing this now. It would have been a very, very different life for me. And so I would just offer that as we head toward Thanksgiving, the holiday here, to look at for yourself what things in your life that you're disliking, that you're fighting with, that you're grumbling about, that you're bitching and moaning about. And I'm not saying that those are bad things necessarily, especially if we're doing those bitching and moaning in the sense of venting. We're expressing what we're feeling to get it out of us, but many of us aren't. When we go into those patterns, what we're doing is trying to get sympathy. And in that, trying to get sympathy from others, trying to get them to agree how horrible it was that we got treated that way by that person, what we end up doing is simply reinforcing the energy. We build it larger. But when we can go in and find those negative things, and coming back around to this, love our enemies, love those circumstances that we hate. And it's not an immediate thing. It's not, "Oh, I snapped my fingers. I made the decision to love that." Nope. I can't imagine it working that way. Maybe it does for somebody, but I can't imagine that. But what we can do is choose to connect with that feeling of gratitude. Make the statement, "I feel grateful for this experience. I know I've brought this to me for a reason, even if I don't know what the reason is. And I accept the strength, the power, the growth, whatever it is that I can gain from this, I accept that now. I open to that now." And we can allow ourselves to let it go. Remember another one of those great spiritual cliches, what we resist persists. And as we choose to open in the direction of gratitude for these trials, for these tribulations, for this pain, what we're doing is choosing to let go of resistance, is choosing to let go of struggle. It's not that stepping into the gratitude will, again, make it magically delicious, will make it simply disappear, wave the magic wand, the circumstance is gone. But even if all it does immediately is lighten the load a little bit, shift out of some of the pain or the difficulty of it, then that to me is tremendously worth it. And on that note, I wish you all a wonderful Thanksgiving. And let's do a little commercial here briefly. The next gateway activation is coming up here soon, not right on top of us, but soon. It is going to be on Wednesday, November 28th, so 10 days from now. It is the gateway of divine presence. So it is about opening up into experiencing the presence of divinity in our lives more fully, more directly, more frequently, etc. And so especially after the power of this last one, I would say it's going to be a doozy. Anyway, let's move on now to the channeling. And as always, just allow your breathing to deepen as I do the toning to adjust the frequencies and bring in whoever is going to speak with us today. Hello, dear ones. This is Mother Mary, come today with Kuan Yin to be with you. Welcome, 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 welcome. And breathe and relax and allow yourself to smile. Sometimes it is the smallest things that can make the largest difference. Just a breath in which you give yourself permission to let go. To let go, to let go of the tension and the stress in your body, in your shoulders. Just allowing yourself to open and yawn. Just allowing yourself to smile. Even if you have to mock yourself to do it. Oh my God, I can't believe how serious I was being. Ah, it's only life after all. And laughing, laughing, laughing in the face of death, laughing in the face of pain, laughing in the face of anything, because any experience you have in this body, in this lifetime, even unto the last experience, that of leaving this lifetime, leaving this body, that of dying, every single one of them is just a transitory, a transitional experience. It does not scar you on your soul. Your divinity is pure. But you have come here to explore what it was like to not remember that purity, to not remember your divinity. And you know this consciously, mentally, some of you sometimes, but you forget it in the rush of experience, in the rush of, bleh, in the rush of, no, not that. And so we are here to remind you, just once more, in one more little way, that you are divine light. You are not your experiences. You have your experiences. You feel your experiences, but you are not your experiences. For instance, you can say, I was molested. If you were, or I had this trauma, or I had that trauma, but it doesn't make it an essence of your soul. It's an experience that you have had as a divine soul. Playing let's pretend. Let's pretend I did not know I was divine. And let's pretend that you could do something horrible to me. When children play, they sometimes play out the polarities. What do you think all these video games of war are about and destruction? Good guys and the bad guys, so to speak. And maybe you say that's not part of your nature. Well, you would be right. It's not part of your nature. It's not part of your divinity. But it is part of the experience of the polarities. It is part of the game of playing that I am not divine. This game you are playing. And so, what does this that you have just heard mean? Can you be grateful for those things you wish were not happening? For those things you wish had never happened? Can you step into that feeling? We would say, yes, you can. Whether it feels like you can in this moment or not. And in asking another question, is it worth doing that? We would say, yes, it is. Yes, it is. Absolutely. Absolutely. Because it is you choosing to remember that you are not your pain, that you are not your experiences, that you are not your suffering, that you are not your body. You are expressing through your body. Your body is part of the divinity that you are, but it is not all that you are. And as you do that, as you step into that gratitude, you can free yourself more and more from the limitations that you agreed to when you came into this body. Because now, you have remembered enough of your divinity that you are willing to choose to break the rules that you came in here under. Which rule in particular is it? Well, it is the rule that said, I will choose only very slowly and with great difficulty to amplify my light and remember I am divine. But we would say to you, dear ones, this is a shortcut. And as you remember more and more that you are divine, and as you claim that more and more through this use of gratitude, so you claim more of your power and your understanding and your willingness to create your own rules to live by. And so we say bravo, enjoy, enjoy. And know that you are loved and held in your divinity and in your humanity by those of us who see who you truly are. Namaste, dear one. Okay. Thank you, Kuan Yin and Mother Mary. And again, thank you to all of you out there, and thank you to Doug for being the producer here today and starting those chimes up whenever he is ready. I wish each of you a marvelous week and a wonderful Thanksgiving, whatever you may choose to do with that time. And if you have a chance, drop me a line. Let me know your experiences when you said thank you and I feel grateful and I am grateful. I'm curious. And in any case, you can always drop me a line. Let me know what you liked, what you didn't like, what you thought, what you'd like more of, etc. I will be away next week. I believe I will see if I can fit into my schedule to pre-record a program. I'm going to have to see if that'll work out or not. But there will be a program next week. It will either be new or it will be a recording. One or the other. Those are the two options. And I hope that you're there. And again, the following week I will be back. Same time, same place. I hope you join me. Much love to each and every one of you, my friends. Namaste.